The readings of the Eve of Tuesday of the Holy Pascha week, may its blessings be with us all. Amen. The readings of the first hour. From the book of Zechariah. In the eighth month of the second year of the reign of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Addo the prophet, saying, "The Lord has been very angry with your fathers, and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord Almighty, return to me, and I will return to you,' says the Lord. And do not become like your fathers, whom the former prophets accused, saying, 'Thus says the Lord Almighty, turn from your evil ways and your evil practices.' But they did not pay attention or heed me, says the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, will they live forever? But receive my words and my ordinances as I commanded by my Spirit to my servants the prophets who overtook your fathers." And they answered and said, "As the Lord Almighty determined to deal with us, according to our ways and according to our practices, thus he dealt with us." Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. In God is my salvation and my glory. He is the God of my help, and my hope is in God. For he is my God and my Savior, my protector. I shall never be moved. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Luke. Then one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open for us,' and he will answer and say to you, 'I do not know you, where you are from,' then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. Glory be to God forever. Amen."
The readings of the third hour. From the book of Malachi. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by the hand of his messenger Malachi. Take it to heart. "I have loved you," says the Lord. But you say, "In what way have you loved us? Was not Esau the brother of Jacob?" says the Lord. "Yet Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated, and I have appointed his borders for destruction and made his heritage as dwellings of the wilderness. Because one will say, 'Edom has been destroyed,' but let us return and rebuild the desolate places. Thus says the Lord, ruler of all, they may build, but I will throw down. They shall be called the territory of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord has placed himself forever. Your eyes will see, and you will say, 'The Lord is magnified beyond the borders of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is the reverence due to me?" says the Lord Almighty. "You priests are the ones who disparage my name, yet you say, 'In what way have we disparaged your name?' You offer defiled bread on my altar, but you say, 'How have we defiled you?' By saying the table of the Lord is contemptible and the food placed upon it is contemptible. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is that not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is that not evil? Offer it then to your ruler. See if he will accept it, if he will accept it favorably," says the Lord Almighty. "But now earnestly entreat the face of your God and pray to him. These things have been done by your hands. Shall I accept these from you?" says the Lord Almighty. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Look upon me and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep in death. But I hope in your mercy. My heart shall greatly rejoice in your salvation. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Luke. On that very day, some Pharisees came, saying to him, "Get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go tell that fox, Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, and assuredly I say to you, you shall not see me until the time comes when you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the sixth hour. From the book of Hosea. But you, O Israel, be not ignorant, and do not go, men of Judah, to Gilgal, and do not go up to Beth Avon, or swear by the living God. For Israel was maddened like a mad heifer. Now the Lord will feed them like a lamb in a wide place. Ephraim, joined with idols, has laid stumbling blocks in his own way. He has chosen the Canaanites. They have grievously gone a-whoring. They have loved dishonor through her rudeness. You are a blast of wind in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their altars. Hear these things, O priests, and attend, O house of Israel. Listen, O house of the king, for judgment is with you, because you have been a snare in Mizpah and a net spread on Tabor, which they that hunt the prey have fixed. But I will be your instructor. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not far from me. For now Ephraim has gone grievously a-whoring, Israel is defiled. Their deliberations did not allow them to return to their God, for a spirit of fornication is in them, and they have not gotten to know the Lord. The arrogance of Israel shall be brought low before his face, and Israel and Ephraim shall become weak due to their wrongdoings, and Judah also shall become weak with them. They shall go with sheep and with calves diligently to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him, for he has withdrawn himself from them. For they have forsaken the Lord because strange children have been born to them. Now the rust shall devour them along with their heritage. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. You are my protector and my refuge, my God. I will hope in him, for he shall free me from the snare of the hunters and from every troubling word. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Luke. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, but at night he went out and stayed on the mountain called Olivet. Then early in the morning all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the ninth hour. From the book of Hosea. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, gather in the fruit of life, light for yourselves the light of knowledge, seek the Lord till the fruits of righteousness come upon you. Why have you passed over ungodliness in silence and reaped its wrongdoings? You have eaten the fruit of deception, for you have hoped in your chariots, in the abundance of your power. Therefore destruction shall rise up among your people, and all your walled places shall be gone, as Beth Arbel in the time of Prince Shalman. In the days of battle, they dashed the mother to the ground upon the children. Thus will I do to you, O house of Israel, because of your evil deeds. Early in the morning were they cast off, the king of Israel has been cast off. For Israel is a child, and I loved him, and out of Egypt I have called his children. As I called them, so they departed from my presence. They sacrificed to the Baals and burned incense to graven images. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. The Lord scatters abroad the counsels of the nations, and he sets aside the reasoning of people, and he rejects the counsels of rulers. The counsel of the Lord abides forever, the thoughts of his heart from generation to generation. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Luke. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and dish clean, but your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. Foolish ones! Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, then indeed all things are clean to you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass by justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done, without leaving the others undone. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love the best seat in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like graves which are not seen, and the men who walk over them are not aware of them." Then one of the lawyers answered and said to him, "Teacher, by saying these things you reproach us also." And he said, "Woe to you also, lawyers, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. In fact, you bear witness that you approve the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore the wisdom of God also said, 'I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the temple. Yes, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation.' Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in you hindered. Glory be to God forever. Amen."
The readings of the 11th hour. From the book of Amos. "Seek the Lord and live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, with no one to extinguish the fire for the house of Israel. The Lord is he who brings about justice on high and righteousness on the earth. He makes all things. He transforms the darkness into the morning and makes the day dark as night. He calls forth the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth. The Lord God Almighty is his name. He rains ruin upon the strong and brings misery upon the fortress. They hated him who reproved in the gates and abhorred the upright word. They tread upon the poor and take bribes from him. They built houses of hewn stone, yet they shall not dwell in them. They planted pleasant vineyards, but they shall not drink wine from them. For I know your many transgressions and the enormity of your sins, devouring the righteous and taking bribes, turning away the poor at the gate. Because of this, the prudent keep silent in this time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, so that you may live. And glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen."
A Psalm of David. There the tribes went up, the tribes of the Lord, a testimony to Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Mark. "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest, coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." After 2 days it was the Passover, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by trickery and put him to death. But they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar of the people." And glory be to God forever. Amen.